Just a lot of very strange activity happening all at once, and I can't remember a time in which I've seen this many earthquakes in a single amount of time. Just very, very strange.
The world is plagued with this complete utter ignorance as to the reason why the Earth is now undergoing increasing disastrous events. Because of this ignorance, people are unprepared, and we have to enlighten them rapidly. We're so near disaster, and we have to get people to believe it so that they prepare themselves and not just push it aside. Okay, this article, as I'm reading it, I photocopied it from the New York Times, Sunday, January 30th, 1983. And the title of the article is Clues Get Warm in the Search for Planet X by John Noble Wilford. Something out there beyond the farthest reaches of known solar system seems to be tugging at Uranus and Neptune. Some gravitational force keeps perturbing the two giant planets, causing irregularities in their orbits. The force suggests a presence, far away and unseen, a large object that may be the long-sought planet X.
Sheldon mentioned this telescope they're putting up in the South Pole. What do you suppose they're looking for?
Well, they're looking for the 10th planet. It's not that they're looking for it, they're tracking it.
They're tracking it, okay.
Because they found it in 1979 with the Pioneer 10 space probe. Something that's important, which is basically going to be the end of civilization as we know it. They're doing a lot of things. And the 10th planet travels with a debris field about 250,000 miles wide on either side of a debris field of small rocks and big rocks, that there's a good chance some of them could be hitting us. Well, the 10th planet won't hit us. The cyclical thing we go...
That will flood miles inland in the continental United States, Canada, possibly elsewhere around the world. We're talking a flood of biblical proportions. Government agencies are aware of this. They've shared this with certain personnel. The U.S. Navy has apparently shared this with their service people. And there are apparently safe havens. The U.S. Government has been very busy constructing huge underground bases, if you will, in order to preserve government operations to some degree. Okay, Lewis mentioned Downsview and the base up there. Now, I don't know if you know what's going on up here in Canada. Can we extrapolate or infer that this is being handled the same way up here? They're building underground bases for a continuity of government type scenario?
Well, of course, things happen. You know, building the Denver airport and spending all that money. I mean, they're still working on that Denver airport 17 years later, and it typically takes about 2 years to build an airport, and they're still working on it.
Well, actually, about 4 months ago, our U.S. government, NASA, it's in the Chandra X-ray Observatory satellite. Chandra, spelled C-H-A-N-D-R-A. X-ray observatory satellite did actually sight Planet X, and the disinformation that they put out, they did actually report that they saw this huge comet, but they were not able to identify it. That's the falsehood right there. But the fact that they did notice a huge comet, I guess it was impossible to cover it up. So they actually made this report, but the report was somewhere buried somewhere in the news. Marshall Masters, the former science editor for CNN, Cable News Network, has done a lot of research on Planet X, and he has mentioned that he had reported that someone had put on the internet actual footage, film footage or photographs of Planet X that was taken by the South Pole telescope. This is a secret telescope. It's not been revealed to the public. They spent millions of dollars to construct this South Pole telescope in 2007. And in January of 2008, there was someone who was probably either a friend or acquaintance or one of the astronomers themselves at the South Pole Observatory who put this visual information, this photographic evidence of Planet X on YouTube. Okay, within one day, this photographic evidence of Planet X taken from the South Pole telescope was taken down.
There's a rumor, and I have not gotten the evidence yet, a rumor that the Vatican will relocate from Rome to St. Louis, Missouri, by the way.
There seems to be some serious observation going on in the Southern Hemisphere and leaks coming out all over the place. It does appear that groups of military and professional astronomers are openly active, let's say, at the Wormwood location in Australia. Well, of course, that's what I've been saying all along. The indicators were all there. And now there are reports that a mini solar system is coming into ours. There's no time frame.
In the early 1980s, and I've known about this for a little while, the Washington Post reported on this, but you found a lot of other reports in addition to the Washington Post report and a few others about this potential 10th planet or some sort of mystery object.
December 81, Astronomy Magazine launched a article called Search for the 10th Planet, where they, you know, scientists since the, 1800s, early 1800s actually, have known of a body out there that caused a wobble in the orbit of Uranus and Neptune. They were always aware that there was something out there since the early 1800s. They started looking for it, and back in December 81, they ran an article in Astronomy Magazine called Search for the 10th Planet, and basically they were talking about, you know, the science behind why there would be another planet out there. And then it wasn't long after that 1982 New York Times, a story called Some Kind of Mystery Object is Really There. Newsweek ran a story that same month about the sun having a dark star companion, like a brown dwarf. The majority of stars out there are either in binary or trinary systems where they're orbiting other stars. So that would make us the exception. So try and stay at a conjecture of what it is, because it really doesn't matter what it is. I mean, whatever it is, it causes a lot of damage. Water event causes the oceans.
You see, when Charles F. Richter developed the Richter scale, he died around 84. The powers that be knew what would be happening 25 years in the future, which is right now, which was more earthquakes and more severe earthquakes. And they wanted to keep people asleep, so they did that one full number downgrade, which is 1,000%.
Is when you see the power elite going underground. In fact, you know it already, because we have absolute proof from Governor Jesse Ventura, his television program on True TV, titled Apocalypse 2012, in which he went underground to Cheyenne Mountain, underneath and around the Denver, Colorado airport, and showed scenes of this underground city, and spoke with Chief of Security, Colonel Wynn, who told us that when these huge, massive doors, steel doors, are closed shut, nobody's going to be able to come in. Indisputable when Jesse Ventura went underground and viewed all of this. So we know the power elite are going underground. They can't be underground hiding while they're creating earthquakes. The worst place to be when an earthquake occurs is underground. So they're not going to kill themselves. You'll see massive earthquakes, but the reason they're going underground, I know it doesn't make sense from an earthquake point of view, but the reason they're going underground is because of the solar scorching that will occur probably first, concurrently with the earthquakes. They have no choice. When the earth begins to burn, they've got to get underground at least for a period of time.
Yeah, the Denver airport, you know, they built it, this high-tech roof out of this Kevlar-like material, and also it's built on these gigantic metal poles, okay, which I would tend to think, possibly, that could be used to thwart coronal mass ejections, or EMPs, basically, so that it's all grounded out. In order to stop an EMP, you have to ground it out. And they built that airport with the Kevlar roof that's attached to these gigantic-looking lightning rods.
In the 90s, I was told about this stuff from a female Air Force officer. She's a weather officer. She was stationed with the headquarters of the U.S. Space Command, Peterson Air Force Base, Colorado Springs, Colorado. She worked for the Global Space Operations Division, the Weather Operations Branch. And she says, well, just promise don't tell anybody, but it's classified. She saw a world map and United States map. She said the coasts were like 15, 25 miles in. She said the state of Michigan's coasts were pretty much gone. And then by Lake Erie, that was gone. And then she said Florida, Cuba, and Bahama Islands were gone. Aleutian Islands were gone. And the tip of Chile and Argentina, the southern tip, was gone.
Once the powers that be found out about this matter we're talking about, the 10th planet, they incorporated this into their centuries-old plans that they've had in place for at least 200 years. They incorporated this into their pre-existing plans to take advantage of it and prepare for it. What they plan on, here's what they plan on, Jimmy. They plan on getting ready for these events, going through them and coming out on the other side with their shiny new world order intact and ready to rule the planet. Those remaining alive, they intend to control every aspect of their life, and that's why the ID cards and possibly microchipping would be taking place, is to have total control over every aspect of our lives.
And of course, and once that happens, then some of the other points you make, the curfews, restrictions on our travel, sales on firearms, ammunition, alcohol, fuel will all be, of course, curtailed.
Well, you know, one of the things that a lot of people have factored a lot of this into is do they know something about a comet, asteroid, massive body that's going to be swinging by close? And there's certainly a lot of talk about Planet X for a while there, and then it kind of faded out because, you know, people make predictions and things like that. The point here is that these things have been patterns of events throughout human history. Then it would seem that just like Halley's Comet comes by every 75 years, that if there is a Planet X or Wormwood, that it would be coming by on a regular basis, and great floods throughout history, which are mentioned in every creation story of every single community of indigenous people, folks who have never read the Bible. So obviously there is some memory of this. Our government or governments friendly to the United States control access to every observatory substantial in size and power enough to be able to see these things that might be coming from a distance. Indicating, of course, the clampdown on panic. What much sense does it make in the event of massive global flooding to build an underground shelter?
The whole global warming deception, man-made global warming, is a cover story to distract us, I guess, from the real, even uglier truth. And that is, yes, the ocean levels are going to rise when Planet X approaches the tenth planet. That's going to cause some sort of a geomagnetic reversal that will unleash this huge body of water near the equator.
We are now aware of a very large object that is coming into the solar system, and there seems to be a historical recurrence of this.
As to what the elite may be preparing for, and what that is, it's hard to say. It could be any number of scenarios. We don't really know. Of course, there are certainly possibilities of the 10th planet, some sort of cosmic event, the Nemesis star, as we discussed before, possibly having some sort of role in this. It's very difficult to say, but all the information is certainly very intriguing, and it leads to something that they are preparing for. I don't think there's any question about that, and you can draw your own conclusions as to what that is.
John, I would like to mention that I think we should begin to warn our audience that they should start really thinking about and working together with us in preparing for solar storms that I suspect and many other people suspect are going to be occurring this year or next year. Solar storms that could be so severe that two major catastrophes will result. One would be the destruction of our power grids, and that would throw us back into a primitive lifestyle. We would be overnight forced into, ancient ways of living. We've got a lot of evidence to indicate that these solar storms are coming soon. We could talk about Planet X and how it is exciting the sun and beginning to excite the sun after its this two-year lull in solar activity, which I believe was due to Planet X passing below Jupiter and Planet X and its hordes of surrounding comets interacting electrically with Jupiter, drawing electrical fire away from the sun and toward Jupiter. But that was just a temporary lull before the storm. Now we can expect solar blasting. How are we going to prepare to live without power? Number two, how are we going to prepare to live when we are being blasted by the sun with temperatures scorching, burning up, people dying on the surface of the Earth from the intense solar blast?
NSA is building a $3 billion computer center south of Salt Lake City in the desert. NASA, never a straight answer, National Aeronautical Space Administration, granted a $74 million contract to a Prudential subsidiary to relocate their employees.
Converging on the fact that a global disaster will occur very soon. It's a recurring disaster. See, what has happened is that when this planet passes by, it has a tremendous magnetic field, because it's like it just says the Earth has a magnetic field. When you take two magnets, not only magnetic but gravitational attraction,
right.
So there's two
right.
forces that are acting as it comes, if it comes close enough, which could be as close as 15 million miles, which is considered really, really close. Gravitational fields of Planet X, or one of its thousands of surrounding comets also, you could have very large comets surrounding it, will the magnetic field of that passing space body will lock up magnetically and also gravitationally with it.
All of a sudden, they're squashing all of this information and keeping it from the public. Occasionally, you would expect with such an overwhelmingly important worldwide story, some of the details will be let out somewhere at some time. Government officials, you can be sure, can be trusted to protect none of us. They won't even release this information. They will not try to protect any of us because they know they can't. But they started a mysterious building program underground in at least 129 underground facilities from one end of the country to the other has been completed. We always thought that it was in case of a nuclear weapon, but we found out that it's not. It's in case Planet X comes our way.
That we and it will be on the same side of the sun at the same time. From sources within the U.S. government that tell me that, yes, they are deeply concerned about it, and they're worried sick about it, and they don't know what to do about it. What could the government or anyone else tell you? What could they say to you? Would they tell you that, grab your hat, dig a hole, hang on?
Here's some of the Google searches. First Google search, CIA and the word Denver. Now, you'll find the CIA's press releases dating back to 2005 that they're moving from Langley, Virginia, 85 feet above sea level, to the Mile High City. If you read the current press releases, they say simply for operational reasons. Rebecca, they're not even telling their own people.
See, what I suspect is that they've known about this for a long time. I mean, you know, at least 50 years, maybe even possibly longer, and they've been preparing for it. They've definitely been tracking it for about 20-some years. And have been prepared for it. That's what all the conspiracies we see. See, the conspiracy is the conspiracy. Okay, all these things that are meant to keep us busy and, you know, keep people debating about 9/11, global warming. So it's a big old divide and conquer tactic, just like 9/11. And that's why you're not going to get any of the big radio guys talking about this stuff, because it doesn't suit them, because then they can't sell 9/11 videos anymore. Because once you do that, it's a moot point. All these other things become a moot point. It's like you have to concentrate on what the real deal is at the heart of the conspiracy.
John Muir and Tim Spencer claim that global warming is being used as a smokescreen to obscure the real and present danger coming from a different direction, and much sooner than scientists and governments have predicted.
Around 1979, our government found the source of what's causing all the problems we're going through now. Within a year or two of 1979, the issue of global warming was decided upon as the cover story to conceal what would be happening 30 years in the future, which of course is right now. What's happening right now is really bizarre weather-related events that are starting to shut down entire regions of the planet. So that was the cover story, and they're sticking to it. They want to have people believe that what's happening is something that's not going on, that it's an event created by human activity that can be controlled and can be brought under control by changing human activity. That gives people hope, and it provides a massive distraction.
We are now aware of a very large object that is coming into the solar system And there seems to be a historical recurrence of this object. Some people call it Nibiru, Planet X. My personal study deals with what I call extrasolar system objects. Some are big, some are small, but there's no question that there are hundreds, possibly thousands of these objects which come into our solar system periodically and then go out in a long orbit. Some may have a 100,000-year orbit. We saw one last February 2003, which we now call Comet Neat V1, which had a 33,000-year orbit, a very large object that came very near the sun, was tremendously large and affected the sun. This is the other thing, is that comets have the ability to affect the energy output of the sun. When that happens, we then get severe weather on Earth. So there's many aspects to the effects that these large comets can have on the solar system and on planet Earth. But the bottom line is, comets are not dirty snowballs.
Not 40 years in the future. Now, take the seed vault up in Norway. If they knew they needed a vault 40 years in the future, would they spend all that money to get it done in 6 months? I doubt Bill Gates would be really all that concerned about building a building that wouldn't be needed for 40 years.
I know he has a lot of money to spend, but he certainly wouldn't throw it away.
No, he's not frivolous with spending
money. No, he's not, right.
No. We're already seeing entire regions have commerce shut down because of bizarre weather events. That will continue to become worse. As we enter 2010, we will see more regions affected for a longer period of time as these events become more severe.
Is there anything that world governments can do to reduce the effects of this coming catastrophe?
No, sir, none whatsoever.
Nothing at all?
It's beyond human beings to change, alter, or modify what's coming at us. All they can do is what they've already done, which is set up sheltering systems for their own people.
Should governments have started to work on this 20, 30, 40 years ago?
Well, obviously they could have and should have 30 years ago when they had their heads up. The decision was made to take care of their own people and let the rest of us go. That was the decision, and it's way too late to change it.